embodying our pure me, clearly separating our sense of self from the subconscious reality, and keep on surrendering. Resting more and more in the space of the inner state through consciousness, being, heart, our whole existence. Of course, depending on what you are working with at your particular stage. In the plane where everyone is lost, to no one, next step is grace. Most souls in this plane who connect to the spiritual pursuit, they seek the way, they seek the path. And usually they end up seeking. And there are souls which actually walk the path, they are not seeking the path. They are walking it. They are one with the great way. They have entered the dimension of I am. They have not completed their path, but they are in the right place. To be in the right place is the beginning. No longer being a beggar of spirituality, seeking a miracle, being stuck in the spiritual poverty, but honoring one's own self. Being able to meet oneself, to awaken to one's own light, is to take responsibility and to take responsibility to surrender to the light of one's own existence beyond the mind is to become a real human being in the plane of illusion. The great way is wide that it is almost impossible to miss it, and yet it is narrow like a razor's edge, requires an extraordinary precision, the most subtle understanding. From the place of clarity and strength and integrity, we are constantly letting go, softly, gently, with great precision, so our energy and focus are not diluted, but they are directed exactly the heart of I am. That constant, uninterrupted surrendering is the only way to be, to exist. The great way is waiting to be found. Those who have failed on the spiritual path are not victims of circumstances. They have not displayed the qualities essential for the truth to be revealed to them, for the truth to find them. If we investigate their psyche, their minds, we will find lack of sincerity, lack of intelligence. Something that is not really honest. One who surrenders to the spiritual longing, to that longing which is present within his the most intimate place in his existence. life will manifest all the necessary elements for that person to cross over from the subconscious realm to the realm of the self. That lack of sincerity, that shallowness of the spirit, that fakeness which keeps one locked in the mind, personality, this all is the disease of humanity. It is not the absence of grace which is the problem in this dimension, but no one ready to receive it. That's why we must cultivate the greatness of spirit, the force which can break through the subconscious self through the impurity of human psyche and allow us to experience, to realize that quantum leap from the false to the real.